sense that everything's all right, really. And I've been in very peaceful places before, in peaceful moments. And then these clouds come back. So I feel it's a present. Something's just present all the time. I do feel that. And yet it's definitely... I feel imprisoned by what's going on in my body. Is there any way I can describe it?
No, you describe it very well. So when you say what's going on in my body, you really mean feelings, sensations,
yes.
Experiences,
not experiences,
states.
State, like prickles, tension. Tension in my face, instead of being totally relaxed and able to smile my beautiful baby smile, which I probably once had.
So you've been to enough spiritual teachers to know you're beautiful?
Well, yes and no.
Well, anybody who says my beautiful baby smile must know something about their own beauty.
I know it's there, and it's probably just around the corner in the sense of being permanent. But
so what you're talking about...
It peeps through the clouds, you know, from time to time.
What you're talking about is experiencing it. When you say permanent, what you're talking about is experiencing it permanently.
Yes.
You can't experience it permanently. Have any of those other spiritual teachers said that?
I've arrived at the point of Eckhart Tolle, who speaks to me most. And he says it is possible to live in one's true identity instead of living in the conditioned world.
Yes, and living in it doesn't mean you experience it every minute or permanently. Because there's nothing permanent about experience. Experience is flux. Experience is change. Experience is this one moment, that the next moment. So this comes up again and again. It's always a vital thing to talk about because it's one of the vital confusions that people are struggling with. And that's the confusion, the idea that I've had a glimpse, I've had an experience, I've had a moment, I've had a time on the mountaintop, the sun broke through the clouds, and now it should be that way every second for the rest of my life. Well, that's the human mind. Give me that every second. But that's an experience. When you say, you said it very eloquently, somehow I know that there's peace permanently inside me. That's not the same as I experience it every second and every minute. You can't experience it every second and every minute. Because experience doesn't work that way. This is one of the biggest spiritual misunderstandings. People get the idea that the peak experience has to continue. That means I've arrived. That means I found God. That means I'm enlightened. That means I've awakened. I have to have bliss. I have to have total inner peace. It has to be permanent. It has to be every second. I have to look good. And all my problems will disappear. And either everybody will love me, or I'll love everybody, or both.